Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You look like an angel.
Look like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel.
Enzo Keefe's here, and he's talking about distribution by proxy. And to show my ignorance, I follow a lot of what he does, but I never heard of that term. That's what you do. That's what our audience does. And if we got more of you to do it, it would be game over for the New World Order. So, again, we can cover so many things. Once we take this live show and put it up to band.video, everybody should share it. We're going to add all the little intros to those three CNN reports. We're going to add all the Brian Stelter that you wanted to play. We don't have time because we've got James O'Keefe here. We want to do that with you, but let's just keep hammering distribution by proxy. Distribution by proxy. Did I say distribution by proxy?
Yeah, download Telegram. It's an app. It's a little freer than a lot of the other apps. Who knows if that'll get banned, but you can just go to the Telegram, James O'Keefe page, Project Veritas, and download the clip of Brian Stelter and upload it. I've had audience say, am I allowed to share your video? I mean, of course you're allowed. Let's empower.
Well, that's what conservatives are so nice and so property based and so respectful. You better share it. You better take everything.
Yeah,
you better take this interview about distribution by proxy. I want to see distribution by proxy. You guys are smart. Edit this hour down however you want. Put out little 2 minute, 17 second clips everywhere. Distribution by proxy. In fact, I want hashtag distribution by proxy.
Empowerment. Empowerment.
Woo!
See, they're going to. CNN's going to attack me for this, but good.
How dare you try to empower people?
Let them. Let them.
Keep those dirty Americans' mouths shut.
The audience needs to be empowered. I just want to say it in a different way so you understand what I'm saying. You don't have to ask me permission. Cut the thing down and distribute it, because you will trend on Twitter. And Project Veritas will never be defeated. Project Veritas is truth. Dean Baquet, not the truth. Dean Baquet is the executive editor of the New York Times. CNN, not the truth. That's why Project Veritas cannot be defeated. As long as you guys don't ask permission to share this stuff, you know, so I want you to, here's an action item. What can I do, James O'Keefe? Go to Telegram. If you don't have it, download it. We'll upload the clip. We've got more bombshell reports coming out this week, and you upload it into your Twitter. Jack Dorsey can't ban all of you, and if he does, that would be an extraordinary series of events that will just draw more attention to what we're doing, Alex.
In the old days, before they changed their algorithm, we could do something called Google bombs, where I would say a term, all our listeners would search it, and we go to number one. We should start every month or so doing a Twitter bomb, a Facebook bomb, but Twitter's really the one to go after. And we can exactly upload some clips or certain topics, and then we can, if the listeners do it, we'll be number one.
Right, ban your whole audience? That reminds me of the Ron Paul money bombs from 2008. You know, 250,000 people upload the bombshell clip. It goes viral. They're going to have to ban all the clips of the people talking when we get federal judges on tape taking bribes and exposing this corruption that Project Veritas does so well. They can't ban all of you. You just need to have the courage to share the videos, because you're still out there. Veritas banned on Twitter, but we got a lot of people who aren't.
You've only begun to fight, as John Paul Jones said.
We're not. We're just getting started, Alex. I mean,
well, I'm not glad the Texas borders collapsed, but I'm glad to have you around Texas more.
Yeah,
you guys are really kicking ass.
Yeah, we have a lot of federal whistleblowers on the border. We're just getting started. We got whistleblowers coming to us every day, and we're just getting started. And they do fear us. They fear us a lot more than we fear them. Because I don't really care what they think about me. And I want to say this again, because this is the other thing I want to emphasize on your show. The moment you stop caring about what the New York Times and Jack Dorsey thinks about you, is the moment you are able to tell the truth, the moment that you're free. And I still think there's a lot of people that are
self-filter.
Yeah.
Losing the country and the world because of the self-censorship, folks. The only thing you have to lose is your chains, to use a Lenin quote, but I mean for real, because it's the leftist chains going on. And I'm glad you came here with a mission. I'm glad you came here with this term. Tell them one more time.
Distribution by proxy, download Telegram, download the 30-second to 50-second clips, and upload them everywhere. Nobody can stop you.
And I've not promoted our Telegram, and so it's only got 10,000 here, 50,000 there, but we should be on that. We are. We're going to be on that more, too, putting clips up. That's a great idea, because I have a section of hot clips on Bandai Video for folks to go grab, but it's better to do it on the free or social media. I hope Frank, his new system, I know Lindell just launched that today.
Yeah, sure. I support all the platforms. Andrew Breiper once said, cannibalize the content. I don't care. Upload it everywhere. Parler, Twitter, that one, Frank's, MyPillow, do
it all. Listen, your message is pure victory. Truth is victory. Veritas is victory. And resistance is victory. James O'Keefe, thank you, brother.
Thanks, Alex.
Powerful. We'll be right back with Roger Stone. I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so, as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shockproofs in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Just months after hiring former Biden transition official Andrew Lorenzen Strait, Texas nonprofit Family Endeavors won a no-bid contract for as much as $530 million to provide care for the migrant children arriving at the U.S. border. Former ICE official and the country's first national migrant public advocate, Lorenzen Strait worked for Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service, LIRS, where he oversaw a national network of foster care for unaccompanied immigrant children, which seems to be exactly what he is doing for Endeavor through the McAllen Respite Center, where thousands of unaccompanied illegal immigrant minors are being shipped off to cities across America each week to live with whoever signed up on their website. Family Endeavors confirmed this. They said the work is a continuation of services we have delivered to the migrant population since 2012. Family Endeavors recently hired Basil Moosley as their deputy director for migrant services, who formerly worked for SARC, the Syrian Arab Red Crescent, who partnered with the United Nations and open border NGOs in the evacuation of Syrian refugees into Europe. It seems the endless pipeline of immigrants coming into the U.S. through McAllen, Texas, are coming in as refugees. And the amount of refugees we take in is decided by our senile puppet president, our corrupt Congress, and globalist government agencies, who all seem to now be aligned with the United Nations. And according to the United Nations Replacement Migration Program, the U.S. should have 593 million. So don't expect anything to be done about the endless import of these so-called refugees, all coming in to receive years of taxpayer dollars from our broken welfare system. It's all part of the plan to destroy the national sovereignty of Western nations. And if you still have a survival instinct that causes you to question this, then you are labeled a heartless right-wing bigot. There is no more common sense. Americans, along with the rest of the modern Western world, are being conquered by way of name-calling. And tragically, it's working. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones. Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
A little late getting into this segment. I appreciate Roger Stone being with us. We hear that powerful Greg Reese report. They didn't put in the Greg Reese section. That's the border crisis section of Bandai videos. I hope you share it. It is coffin nails to the globalists claiming that the borders are open for humanitarian purposes. But I wanted to get Roger on. I appreciate the embattled former president's consigliere coming on with us. I woke up, I guess, Saturday morning to learn that, oh, major Justice Department lawsuit for millions of secret tax slush funds. And, of course, I know all about Roger's background history. None of that's true. So I thought we'd get him on to respond to it. But also talk about the fact this is what it's like to be in the crucible. And I'm just talking to Roger last night. I said, we got to come on top of this, how thankful he is for the listeners and viewers and his fans that have kept him even alive, able to even have a small apartment. So same thing with Project Veritas, the funding you're giving him, the funding you fund us. You are our boosters. You are our backers. And I'm under major attack. O'Keefe's under major attack. Roger's under major attack. But what we've got is the fighting spirit. And sometimes when I feel tired or exhausted or bummed out, which isn't often, but it happens, I think of Roger Stone, I think of President Trump. I think of, I think of the MyPillow guy. I think of all these fighters that have gone through hell. And I am so honored to be amongst these fighters and to be demonized by the globalists. So, Roger, thanks for joining us. I know your wife's probably not happy about a whole new giant lie, a whole new giant attack. But, my God, you certainly are known by your enemies, my friend.
Well, I appreciate that, Alex. Look, this is driven by the hysteria of the left. I mean, there's just lunatic brain for my blood that dominates Twitter. These people are angry that President Trump had the courage and the wisdom to recognize the epic corruption and political motivation of the charges that were brought against me. He recognized that it was a railroading to a death sentence. And by the hand of God, he stepped in and saved my life. These people despise me because I oppose them and I have challenged them and I have beaten them. And publicly, I question them. They hate that the most. So this is witch hunt 3.0. First, it was the Russian collusion hoax. Then I had to bear hundreds of stories saying, man, seen with Roger Stone arrested in January 6th insurrection. And an entire coordinated campaign of guilt by association and innuendo with ABC News.
And it's like
CNN.
Barking hounds, hundreds of thousands of tweets a day saying arrest Jones, arrest Stone, put them in prison, take their families. I mean, and it doesn't even scare us. It makes us feel sorry that there are these armies of un-American scum, Roger.
Well, but it's important for people analytically to understand how this works. As soon as any notion, for example, despite there is no evidence to it, Roger Stone should be charged in the January 6th unlawful acts, which I categorically deny knowing anything about or approving of. But it's flung out there. Now, suddenly, they will ride that, despite the fact that it's baseless. But once it reaches critical mass on Twitter, the newsrooms at the New York Times and the Washington Post, where the New York Times has 2,000 reporters working, and where only 20% of their output is going on the New York Times in the newspaper, where another 80% are going online. This is also true at the Washington Post. Both, by the way, extremely profitable digital operations. But once they get their marching orders from Twitter, they want to prove, they want the approval of the rabble. They're attuned to the demands of the rabble. And these people are just like those in the French Revolution. Off with his head. Man seen with Roger Stone, off with his head.
You know, Roger, what's crazy is I've been around these New York Times writers. They are frothing with hatred of me. I've seen some of them hate you as well. They even believe their BS. They're like mentally ill. What happened to these people?
Well, Alex, I saw that they had a new story up about you, but unfortunately, I wasn't able to read it because I refused to pay for a subscription, and their stories are behind a paywall. I'm not paying these some bitches. So if somebody who has a subscription wants to cut and paste it into an email and send it to me, I'll be happy to read it. But I'm not paying for it.
I read it. It's all a bunch of crap.
But this is the third attempt to take me down. Let's be very clear. I had a very large tax debt has been a matter of public record for years. In fact, if you go not long ago, a lien against me and my wife for over $1 million that was filed in Miami-Dade County, where we do not live, was canceled. And then all the media jumped to a Trump IRS cancels $1 million tax debt for Stone. Of course, none of them reported that it was refiled the very same day in the county that I do live in, Broward. So I've gotten no favors, but I have been paying down this tax debt on a payment plan for over 3 years.
Sure, so it's a cheap headline to hurt you further. And people say, okay, well, yeah, that's a war. Stay there. We got to go to break. Stay there. We'll go right back, Roger. Stay there.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones.
We are
coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, final segment with Roger Stone ahead of Robert Barnes joining us to respond to Nancy Pelosi giving a pass to Maxine Waters calling for open insurrection war and what the Democrats are planning to burn down this country to take over the police departments. We'll explain that next segment. But this is like a sci-fi nightmare. I couldn't have imagined her in like a space helmet out there and just all the fear and all the lies. Going back to Roger Stone, you got cut off by that hard break. What were you trying to say, my friend?
Well, Alex, the way that the media hyped this, I was walking into an event for Trumparilla in Tampa, Florida, in Ybor City. Had 100 charged up fans. I was going to speak about our epic and ongoing fight for liberty. When my lawyer tried to get through to me a couple times and told me the news that the Justice Department had filed a civil suit against me claiming that I owed $2 million in taxes. That I owe a huge amount of taxes is not a secret. It's a matter of public record. I have been paying it down for 3 years on a monthly basis with an escalating size in each monthly payment until such time that the deep state investigation of me and my legal defense sucked me dry. And I had no more money to pay them with, nor to do anything else, including, drive a car, which I don't own. So we lost our home, our savings, most of our insurance. The idea that we were hoarding or hiding or funneling money is categorically false. It is a complete misrepresentation of what has been done regarding our taxes.
And it's for Hunter to get billions from the Ukrainians and the communist Chinese and the minutes laptops real, and it's fine to kill the Keystone Pipeline and smuggle kids in by the hundreds of thousands, and it's fine to give them to sex predators, but you're bad from a 15-year-old tax debt you've been paying down the last 3 years. Yes, you're. I mean, it's disgusting.
Well, and it's not only that, but we were in good faith negotiations with the IRS, which suddenly their side went dark the day after Joe Biden became president. How about that?
So Obama used the IRS 1,000 times worse than hell. Nixon just had a list of 100 and something people he was thinking about harassing. Obama harassed millions of conservatives, thousands of nonprofits with the IRS, and MSNBC said, good, you deserve it. We hope you're all arrested. They admit to doing what they claim Nixon did.
It's absolutely true. But, I mean, Alex, it is just, this is Witch Hunt 3.0. First was the Russian collusion hoax. Then the January 6th hoax as far as you and I and a number of others. Know nothing about it. Don't approve of it. Denounced it immediately. Stupid. And then now I have to contend with this. It's legal harassment. It is, once again, the weaponizing of the Justice Department. And I'm being held to a different standard. This is the most important point, which is, why is Hunter Biden owe millions of dollars? Why has he just moved into a $2.5 million home that rents for $25,000 a month? Why does the Reverend Al Sharpton owe $8 million? $8 million? Why is he not being civilly sued by the Justice Department at a minimum? Reverend Al is a hell of a dresser, but somebody's paying for those suits. So the truth is that we're on the verge of bankruptcy, and I've got to go out and raise the money to fight this. So once again, I need to go to the ramparts and ask people to go to StoneDefenseFund.com. StoneDefenseFund.com. Someone in your control room has a graphic of that. There you go. But that's from the website, which is not what we want to show, of course. But in any event, we are, you know, I am only here, as you are, Alex, because of the millions and millions of Americans who back us up. They back InfoWars by buying our great products. I loved BrainForce, still do, still use the stuff. Secondarily, those, you know, more than 85,000 Americans who gave to my legal defense fund at stonedefensefund.com or gave to the Stone Family Fund, because the law is very clear on what you can spend defense fund money on and what you cannot. We have survived through the kindness of Christians, for the brotherhood of our fellow patriots who stepped up when we were exhausted and worn out. So please, go to StoneDefenseFund.com. I got to go back to where I was again and fight a third time for my life.
And by the way, Roger, you didn't ask to come on my show and do this today. I called you last night because I know your finances. I've seen what goes on. I know the facts. I know your lawyers. I know, and you're happy to do it. You live in a small apartment, don't even have a car. Literally don't have $50 in your wallet. You go around and give speeches, a few a month for $10,000 here, $10,000 there. With your ongoing legal fees, you don't have it. I mean, I know that they're moving me in the position you're in. They have the New York Times article, has spies and moles. They know that I've mortgaged my house. They know I'm selling my house. I don't trust banks. I put a little backup money in there. I always said I had a big house, you know, with the audit, because I had to sell it to fund things. That won't fund us long. But that's a badge of honor for me. Our forefathers lost everything they had to found this country. So I don't measure myself by how much money I've got. I measure myself by doing the right thing and being effective against the enemy. But I have to tell the listeners, we're on air because of your word of mouth. We're on air because of you sharing the articles, the videos, the clips, this distribution by proxy that James O'Keefe talked about. That's what it is. So people thank us. That's why I go, do not thank me, listeners. I know you're the same, Roger. When a woman runs up or a man, oh, we love you, Roger. Thank you so much. You learn there's somebody that bought your T-shirt or a book. You get tears in your eyes, say thank you. It's like we're on a life raft in the ocean, and it's thanking us for us being on it. I'm just telling the listeners, it's ass backwards. Thank you, listeners. Thank you. They're trying to destroy me. I'm watching them eat Roger right in front of me, and I've already got one leg in the damn thing's mouth. So you supporting us pulls us out of its mouth.
Amen. I couldn't have said it better myself. Look, the government has unlimited legal resources. There were 600 lawyers working on my case for Mueller. And in the end, they were forced to admit when they had to unveil their secret redacted final report, the long hidden truth was the whole thing was a hoax. They had no evidence against me regarding Russia or the WikiLeaks.
But they don't care. They want to fabricate it to get a fake jury to destroy us.
That is absolutely
true. Let me ask you this. You wish Biden well because he's the fake president, and we wish he wasn't so senile. What's going to happen with him now that everybody admits he doesn't even know who he is, and he's starting wars with Russia? A minute and a half left. What's going to happen to Biden?
Well, I mean, I think we have to see if the issue reaches critical mass. I think he's non-compos mentis. It appears that way. I'm not a doctor, but at some point you wonder.
Clearly, like Trump said, watch out for the 25th Amendment on Biden. He was right.
Well, it's possible. And then, I think you'd have a bloodbath within the administration under a President Harris. We can talk about that next time I'm on.
Yeah, let's get you on about a deep dive on Harris, which I know you've done. Let's get you up sometime this week, Roger. Pick the time. Roger Stone, God bless you.
Well, plus, Alex, I'm putting some great stuff at Band TV, some band videos there you're going to want to check out because I love that format. So
that's
go
right.
There.
We're finally getting Roger a little bit of equipment because the Fed's got his other equipment and broke it all. He's going to be posting daily reports and interviews at Band. He's already put a few up there in the new Roger Stone section. Thank you, Roger.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you. And listeners, I don't want to sit here and whine to you, but seriously, we're all Roger Stone. We're all James O'Keefe. We're all President Trump. People tell me, they go, you should just betray Trump and stop promoting him. They'll leave you alone. And what, betray myself next? Trump did a great job fighting the globals, exposing him. That's why they hated him. Was he perfect? Hell no. Now you see what you get with Joe Biden. All right, we've got Robert Barnes on this huge show trial they're running and why they're running it on the other side and how to stop nationwide race war. Couldn't be more important. The stakes couldn't be higher. Stay with us. I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew.
that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of the show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazy as things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And then hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Job last night hosting the Sunday edition of the Alex Jones Show. I watched about an hour and a half of it. He knocked it out of the park, and I really wanted to get him back on this show because some people tune in to the weekday show that don't tune into the Sunday night show. People ask, well, why do you do a Sunday night show? It's got about half the audience of daytime weekday shows. Because you set the precedent Sunday, and it's very influential throughout the week. So the Sunday show has a big audience, not as big as this one, but it's very, 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 very important. I appreciate Barnes coming on and doing that. We'll talk to him in a moment. about what we're facing here, because he's got it, I've got it, Tucker Carlson's got it. We want you to get it. We know you got it. We need your police chiefs to get it. Instead of police chiefs bowing down whenever an officer does something in question and they do something bad, they should be prosecuted, you've got to always point out it's Soros and the globalists trying to bring in federal control of policing and DAs and county attorneys and attorney generals in the states, to where the media will leave you alone if it's a wrongful shooting, if it's a Democrat-controlled area, and the police are doing their political enforcement the left wants. This is their model. They admit this. So the police aren't perfect, and we don't defend them when they're not perfect. Robert Barnes, a lawyer, he sued the police a bunch and won when they're wrong. A lot of times jail guards are particularly bad. But this is something much, much bigger. It's a takeover, and they really want to burn the country down, Maxine Waters. The rest of it, we'll talk to him in just a moment. But first, you know, you heard Roger Stone, they're persecuting him. And he's a symbol they want to take down. Well, InfoWars is a symbol they want to take down just as bad, probably worse. I mean, the attacks on us are just insane. That's why you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get products you already need, and realizing it's in defiance to the tyrants when you buy from us. So you have a new big special, and the old special was supposed to end yesterday, but I'm going to let Vitamin Mineral Fusion go one more day. Liquid Vitamin Mineral, all the amino acids, everything you need. 40% off, that's a great deal for children, adults, but especially old folks and people of color need extra vitamins and minerals, especially vitamin D3, because you only get it from the sun or absorption through the gut at a limited level and the mouth particularly. We also have Winter Sun still in stock, 40% off, taking vitamin D3 under the tongue, 40% off. Rocket Rest, the amazing sleep aid, 40% off, way stronger than Knockout, but a different formula, different strokes, different folks, they're both excellent. You know, some people want to drink beer, some want to drink Jack Daniels. I mean, it's just, you know, how strong they are. Some people want to drive a Ferrari, some folks want to drive a Ford LTD. They're both excellent. Operation Endgame, get our amazing film that exposes the whole global reset 14 years ago. That's evergreen for $14.95 for one copy. It has a zero country code, and you can make copies anywhere in the world. Get 10 copies at $3.95 each, and make copies and give them to folks. Operation Endgame. InfoWarsStore.com, and all t-shirts $17.76 at a bare minimum. Some are being sold at cost. Check it out, InfoWarsStore.com. All right, going back to constitutional lawyer. I've also worked with Trump on the whole recount and election fraud expert, and we'll get an update with him next segment on that. But this Maxine Waters coming out calling for be more aggressive, more confrontational. National Guard gets shot at right after. You've got Cuomo saying we need to kill white people. The cops need to kill white people. I mean, they are really pushing for something. What are they doing? Where are they hoping this goes? Robert Barnes.
Well, you saw it today in the closing arguments of the prosecution, where the prosecution kept telling the jury to, quote, believe your eyes. And what they really mean is to say believe the media's lies, because the Chauvin trial is unique. The George Floyd death trial is unique in that the degree to which the prosecution is trying to persuade the world through the jury of the media's fake news narrative surrounding the case. And so that's why, you know, in their version, the prosecution's version of the events, that George Floyd did nothing wrong. He's a hagiographic character worthy of a great civil rights heroic status, whereas Chauvin is surely a pure evildoer who was acting maliciously and malevolently. And the problem is the evidence doesn't support that. The evidence refutes that and rebuts that all the way along, as the defense cross-examination is going into in great detail. So their fear is that when a jury sees the real evidence, they won't believe the media's lies. They'll know that they can't trust, believe their own eyes because they were lied to leading up to the trial, and that that will lead to the only verdict that the facts and the law justify in this case, which is a not guilty verdict. And they're so terrified of that possibility, that's why Mad Max is up there threatening them. Just yesterday and over the weekend leading up to them going in to sit in the jury, saying if you acquit, then we're going to riot. We're going to have increase the level of rioting. We're going to increase the level of, quote unquote, confrontation. We're going to take to the streets, in her own words. And it was clear what that meant, because she did so in the middle of rioting, looting, arsons, attacks, people not even being able to go back to their own homes in Minneapolis. So this is the first test case as to the degree to which the prosecution can gaslight a jury into believing the media's own fake narrative surrounding a particular crime that has broader social and public policy effects. And if they are unable to do so, they're willing to extort the jury through mob threats of mob violence right on the eve of jury deliberations.
And so this is like the Bolshevik Revolution, where they hyped up the general public to overthrow things so they would, quote, get all this free stuff, but they didn't. Clearly, they want to take control of the police, let the police know the media can turn it on like a light switch and off like a light switch to overthrow your department whenever we want. So do what we say politically. Go after conservatives. Go after guns. Do what we want, or we're going to destroy you. I mean, the Democrats admit that. Police reform is turning full power over to Soros.
Well, if you're a police officer today and you're watching these closing arguments, you're terrified at the ability of the political process to weaponize the prosecutorial process against you, even in the least justifiable circumstances. Here they're seeking felony murder charges, a 40-year state prison sentence, solely for doing something that police officers do all around the world on an almost daily basis.
Like this latest footage out of Georgia, two black cops get called because a black guy on drugs is waving a knife around at people. They get there. He tries to stab them. They don't defend themselves, begging 40-plus times to stop. He rushes them again. They kill him. And the media is like, well, maybe the cops are bad. I mean, how could you even have a job where you're this paranoid about defending yourself? Because people now think it's like heroic to attack the police.
Well, I mean, and think about what the end game here is. Because you know that down deep they don't really want to defund and destroy the police. So how do they solve the problem of human discretion? They're building this up so they can introduce AI and robotic-type police services to no longer have people involved.
That's what they want to say. Yeah. Humans can't drive cars, they're failed. They can't fly planes, they're failed. The military sabotage, it can't. Exactly. This is a post-human system, they admit it. Very astute. Smartest thing I've heard in months. That's true.
And it works. It's going to work very well. There's already talk about it in different places around the world, different AI capabilities that could provide police services, because they know they can never fully purge the police and the military of people
say,
who will.
Sorry, it's not a white person in there. It's a robot, but who programs it?
Exactly. And if they control the programming, I mean, they've tried to have human programming. It just doesn't work consistently. And that's their problem. They cannot limit the capacity of the human mind and the human conscience to act on that human mind and the human conscience. The two great schools of learning that no one can close, the archives of nature and the rights of man, the what God imprinted on our soul and what God imprinted on the world around us. These are schools that can't close, but they could close them if they just have robots they get to completely program, completely control the programming of and for. And this is what this looks like it's building for. It's to make it impossible to be a policeman, to make it so that no rational person would want to be a policeman.
Pregnant women are flying fighter jets and transgender training. All of it is to sabotage human readiness, human cohesion. Everything is to sabotage the human system.
Exactly. Ultimately, the goal is that we're no different. The Matrix was foresightful as a film. That the goal is to ultimately treat humans as nothing more than consumers, not even labor providers, as simply docile, deferential consumers to the state and basically like in a machine just
batteries.
Being fed. Yeah, exactly. Batteries. I mean, literally like batteries. And that's how a lot of the people in the system view us, and particularly the big tech people view humanity. Your Bill Gates of the world don't see human beings. They see little automatons. They see little pieces on the chessboard.
And they say that. Stay there, Robert Barnes. Let's talk about how we counter this. How far off are we to a verdict, probably? What's going to happen? The Democrats are priming violence everywhere. And then, meanwhile, whining about the Capitol all day long. The paradox is incredible hypocrisy. Robert Barnes, straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Did you share the link today?
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Hey, everybody.
If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Waging war on corruption, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWars.
That's right. Robert Barnes is here. We've got Max Kaiser popping in for two segments because it's a huge reversal. China now calls Bitcoin investment alternative after years of crackdowns. Then Salente takes over for about 45 minutes. And then I think I'm going to get on the war room with Owen today because the admission they've had to close not one but several of the emergency migrant centers because of rapes and murders. And they tried to deny that to the governor. And now in the dead of night, Friday night, we learned about until Saturday it broke. They moved thousands of girls out of a Houston facility, little girls, ages 12 and up to 17, because it was a murder. Someone killed, not just rape. And they've moved them to secret locations. They've got jets landing in secret. This is all human smuggling. And the New York Times has an article going, Jones was shut down by a nun helping children. He's fake. A nun with angel of death tattoos on every limb, illegally putting people on planes with no background check. It's all illegal, idiots of the New York Times. The whole thing, it's all coming down like a house of cards. Biden now admits it's a crisis. The FBI admits it's all illegal. It's just insane. But Biden got told to surge the border. I'll ask Barnes about that in a moment. But Barnes, this big plan of the Democrats to burn down the cities, how do we stop it? What do you expect to happen? Knowing a lot of sources, Final arguments happening today and tomorrow. How long do you think the deliberation will be? And then how do Democrats get away with the fact if he isn't convicted, what's going to happen? If he is convicted, what happens?
So the closing arguments will wrap up today. The jury will get its final instructions today, and they will begin their deliberations today. Their deliberations will be sequestered. So they will be they won't be allowed to go home after today. After today, they have to stay in an isolated location until they make a verdict. I think it will be usually if the jury comes back quickly, that usually means conviction in a case like this. Not always. The OJ verdict was a quick verdict. And it was acquittals. But normally it means a conviction jury if it's quick. If it takes all week, then it's more likely going to be either a hung jury or at least partial acquittals or maybe full acquittals. The Minnesota school system, in fear of what might happen in response to the verdict, has shut down their schools for the rest of the week. So that gives you an idea of what they think is coming. People that have been close observers have said that they believe there's a real chance of acquittal. Those lawyers who follow the case in detail think that's actually the proper outcome. But the media has been pitching a different story, so the country as a whole is completely unprepared.
Well, here's the deal. Even if he's guilty, which overall I don't think he did it on purpose, Floyd was all on the drugs. I mean, I think bare minimum manslaughter. Tell me what you think. But regardless, once Pelosi is saying you better convict, once Waters is saying be violent if it's not convicted, once they give $27 million to the family, once they run millions in PSAs, the city does, saying he's guilty, this is public jury tampering. In the old days, I'm not a lawyer like you, but if the paper leaked details or if locals said things that could get to the jury, you mistrialed. Now it's like Soviet show trials.
It's very much a Soviet show trial because, in fact, they could have got a plea deal before the case even began where Chauvin was willing to do 10 years in prison, which is longer than normal for facts like these. If he was a private citizen and this had led to a death, it would have normally been a 5 to 6 year sentence in circumstances like these. And they turned it down because they wanted a show trial with a big verdict, with a crazy sentence that they could use to terrorize the rest of the world into political compliance, including the police. And so that's why we're here. I think from a legal perspective, there's issues with causation. It doesn't appear that Chauvin actually caused Floyd's death. That a combination of a drug overdose, a heart problem, and a tumor likely caused Floyd's death. In the same sense, it does not appear that Chauvin intended to cause any serious bodily harm or bodily
harm. Yeah, why would you want to kill somebody in cold blood and go to prison?
Exactly. Well, I mean, he knew during this entire time that he's being watched by dozens of people. He's being videotaped by his own body cameras. Videotaped by the body cameras of his fellow officers.
Yeah, I know. He looked mad. He died of a drug overdose. It looks like he killed him. He didn't.
Correct. And what they did is the media hid the key evidence. The fact that Floyd was saying he couldn't breathe or he was afraid to die for 25 minutes long before he was ever on the ground. Well, so the idea that it was because he was on the ground that he was saying these things is simply not true. They can hear him repeatedly saying, I'm going to die.
Let's be clear. You've gotten judgments. You've been involved in big cases where particularly jail guards kill people. I mean, so you're the real bad stuff happens, but the media goes around looking for stuff now to exercise their power over culture and create explosions and divert from the globalists robbing us all.
It's like what they did to Trump for 4 years. It's a fake narrative. They took a tiny slice of the story, stripped it of all its context, and so that people didn't know the whole story. People would have known from the beginning that George Floyd was saying, I can't breathe, while he's sitting in the back of a car. Well, that he was saying, oh, I'm going
to
die.
He says, please put me on the ground.
Repeatedly, about a half a dozen times, he says, please put him on the ground. So if they would have known that he was making those complaints long before he was on the ground, that he actually asked to be placed on the ground, that while he was on the ground, he kicks and kicks and kicks for minutes. And that, in fact, it isn't the only time he stops resisting appears to have been when he died, because he may have been experiencing a heart attack from a overdose of a sudden ingestion of a lethal amount of fentanyl just minutes before this.
With that, let's be clear. Maybe the handcuffs pushed him over the edge. Black people called the cops on him. So, I mean, you know, the cops get called to do this. And I'm not worshiping the cops. There's some bad cops out there. But they get called. They deal with this. He dies, and then it's their fault.
Yeah, he said they've deliberately chosen a divisive case, which BLM does a lot of. BLM chooses cases where you dig into the facts and you find out it's a lie what they've told. You know, as Mark Dice had a little video saying Black Lives Matter about what the media does involving BLM cases. And that's true. In my cases where I had abusive cops, misconduct, including against African-American defendants, BLM refused to help because they don't want a case that unites people. They want a case that divides people. And that's why they took selective
evidence. Well, I mean, I'll say this. They say it's on the back. I think the cops exhausted wrestling with him for 25 minutes. It knows him, isn't paying attention, does this all the time. It gets on one carotid. I mean, I think it contributed probably. He obviously didn't want this to happen. He obviously didn't think he's going to kill somebody in front of 50 people. I mean, no, it's a mess. I mean, it's like this latest guy that got shot. He's out. They're after him on armed robbery. He's fighting with the cops. She says, pull taser. She pulls the wrong. I mean, it's hysteria. What's going to happen during riots nationwide and the blow up? You know, some innocent people are going to get killed where they're going to have the ongoing cycle for the media.
Oh, exactly. I think that's the goal and the objective, to have constant recycled stories of partially fed media narratives. Now, their big risk is if the jury comes back and votes not guilty in the Floyd case, the reason why they're paranoid of that result is it might lead at least some percentage of the public to dig in deeper and realize how much the media is lying to them and has been lying to them and lead them to distrust the media. So that's why they're scared. They need this fake narrative to keep recycling and recycling and recycling. And they need a jury, particularly a liberal Democratic jury that is a half minority jury. They need that jury especially to come back and vote convict across the board. If they don't, it means that people are going to, at least some portion of the public is going to be like, hold on a second.
I totally agree. And let's go back to the latest guy. What's the guy's name? The black young black man that just got shot in Minnesota as well during the riots and they had a warrant out for his arrest.
I believe it's Dante Wright.
Dante Wright. Nothing against women. I can't have a baby. I don't look pretty like they do. And women at the Olympics are just as good a shot as men or better. But women have three times the connections between the left and right hemisphere. That's why they've never been in the military, in any military that operates. So in a crisis, women get hysterical and make more mistakes than men. Men make a lot of mistakes. You know, fumble a football, whatever. But she says pulling taser. Men have done that too. But statistically, women make the mistake more. She's all adrenaline. It's all crazy. Pulling taser. Pulls a gun and shoots him. Well, that's because women have three times the connection between left and right hemisphere. The science shows women make more of those mistakes. Hence why you see women with a higher rate of mistakes in law enforcement. She sure as hell didn't kill him on purpose. She's going to prison. Why would she do that?
Well, you know what the system's answer is going to be? It's going to be that there's too much of a risk of human error, even though they help create that error by creating doing a taser that looks and feels like a gun. The local political vendors, that's what they did, sort of putting her in this potential risk. They're going to come back and say the solution to all this is to not have human beings with power.
That's right. I've noticed a lot of the tasers look like guns now. That's dangerous.
Completely. They were not supposed to do that. But it appears like they keep setting the system up where these people have no choice but to fail, because it appears that the real answer is neither no police nor more police. It's to have automated police. It's to have AI police. It's to have robotic police that are completely in the subservient
control. That's right, because you can't have humans making a mistake with a car. Robots got to do it. Can't have cops making a mistake. Can't have military. That's the whole plan. They admit it, and you're on to the key. Robert Barnes, you're going to be popping in all week during this trial. Thank you so much. Where do people find you?
They can find me. I'll be live chatting about the trial throughout the week as well at vivabarneslaw.locals.com.
All right. We'll talk to Robert Barnes again tomorrow. Great job, Robert Barnes. All right. Hour number four. Max Keiser for two segments. And then Gerald Celente straight ahead. Please spread the links.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.